destination? Heaven. You know, when we left out on that cruise, they had that captain had a destination. Cozumel, Progreso. You had to be on the ship because when it was time to go, ship's going. If your flight's delayed and you're in Louisiana, you might as well get used to the eating because you're staying, unless you can find a way to get on the boat, because the boat is pulling out. And there's coming a time to when the Father's going to tap on Jesus and say, that's it, that's all, go get them. When there's going to be time's going to be no more, and there's going to be no more time for you to get your ticket to heaven, Jesus is coming, and after that, you're on your own. And you don't want to be on your own, because there's a thief out here, there's a evil one, it's called the devil, and he's out for the weak ones, the ones that don't have Jesus, because the Bible says, if you're weak, say you're strong if you have Jesus. Amen? That's what the weak are supposed to say. Because Jesus makes us strong. Terry talked about righteousness. We're righteous because of who Jesus is, not because who I am. Don't never think you're righteous. You're righteous in Him. It's in Him I live and move and have my being. In His righteousness, I stand in right place with God because of Jesus. And heaven is mentioned 255 times in the New Testament and over 400 times in the Old Testament. It's important. God wanted us to know about heaven. Heaven is a real place. Say real. Heaven's a real place, and Jesus wants us to know where we came from and where He wants us to go. He don't want us not knowing. If, you know, a couple weeks ago, my sermon was in the know. We grow in the know. We grow in the knowledge of Jesus, of who He wants us and who He's called us to be. Jesus wants us to know, and He wants us to go back to Him. Today, we're going to visit heaven. Amen. Now, we might leave this place. I don't know. Hey, God can do great things. Amen. I'm just saying this just because I wrote it, but don't think God came. He took Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and he was not because God took him. Now, you don't need to go asking God to go see heaven because heaven's on the inside of you. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is in you. But there is a place, a real place, there that we are citizens. Our citizenship is there now. But there's a place we're going to actually be there bodily, in a glorified body. But until then, we're here. But we can get a picture of there. The definition of the word heaven in the Greek, the sky, by extension, heaven, by implication, happiness, power, eternity, especially the gospel. Good news. Heaven is the abode of God. It's where He dwells. It's where He lives. He is heaven. Amen? Everything He created came from Him. Came through Jesus. The message of Jesus preaching the gospel. You know what it was? Good news. Let me read it to you. Matthew 4:17. From that time, what time? John the Baptist got beheaded for preaching about the kingdom. He got put in prison. Jesus picked up the story. Amen. He picked up where John left off. Because John was preaching, repent. Repent means to change your way of thinking. Something good has come. It's not coming, it has came. Jesus was born. He was born. Amen? Lord. He was born Lord of the earth. But He laid down that deity and became the Son of Man. The message of Jesus was preaching the gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is where? At hand. It's here. That was the message Jesus was preaching. The Lord wants us, Jesus wants us to know how great His love for us is. Not then, now. He never intended, God never, Jesus never intended us for us to be without that knowledge. It was told us in the beginning. In the beginning, God said. And after God said, He created something, He said, it's good. It's good. You never heard God saying He created evil and He said evil was good. Now, God said everything He created, everything God did is good. There's no darkness in it. There's no evil in it. Lucifer, Satan, was good. He was created a good angel. His name was Lucifer. Amen? He was an archangel. He changed his own name. He changed his identity by turning away from God. He turned away from God, right? If you leave light, what happens? You go into the darkness. There's only two kingdoms on this earth. We're talking about the kingdom of heaven today. Amen? Jesus was preaching about it. What is the kingdom of heaven like? What's it like? You can find it in the Word. Matthew 13. I'm going to read these, but I'm going to read them kind of fast. Y'all keep up? I know you can't go to the gym. He preached real fast. That's why we have CDs. If you miss something, you can go back and listen to it. Because sometimes we got to preach it fast. Amen. Jesus, he taught and he preached. Teaching takes a little bit more time. Preaching sometimes, you got to catch them fish fast. They looking for food. Amen. If they don't find it, they going to the next creek. When you come here, I'm expecting you to get something. Amen. Because God's always got, the Bible says every morning His mercies are new. Say new. He's got something new every day. You need to show up to see it. You can't see it if you're asleep, if you're not looking. He said, look. Look. The kingdom of heaven. I need to look. I need to look. I need to get over there. Matthew. I'm in Luke. I'm trying to look in Luke. Matthew, what'd I say, 13? Matthew 13, and we're going to look at verse 44. I had all this on my paper, but I said, no, that's too much paper. I need to open up the Bible. Sometimes it's good to print it out, but sometimes you need to open up the Bible. Amen. Put your nose in here. It's good to have it on the phone. Good to have it on the iPad. Be better to have it in your heart. Say amen. Might not always have your iPad. Might not always have your Bible, but if you got it in your heart, don't let the devil steal it. Because he's after the Word. Amen. He wants to get it from your heart. But Matthew 13, verse 44. Again, Jesus said something. He said it again. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure. What is heaven like? It's like treasure. Hidden in a field. It's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. The kingdom of heaven is not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. Amen? Not everybody can see God's word as a treasure. Which a man found and hid, and for joy, say joy, he goes and he sells all that he has and buys that field by the kingdom. Sell everything you have if it takes. Get it. Get the word in you. Amen. At no matter what the cost. We've been driving to church for 30 minutes for 19 years. I don't care what the gasoline costs to put in my car. God says, go there, and I'm going there. Amen. And we've always had money to put in the tank. We haven't been walking. We haven't been driving. One of these days, I'm going to ride here on a motorcycle. Amen. I didn't say Sherry. I said, I'm going to ride here on a motorcycle. I'll get here 45 minutes early, because a lot of times if you're going with us, you got to get in the Suburban. If you're not ready by 9, the Kia's leaving, because we got to be here. The Kia is a car. Kia. K-I-A. Come on, y'all laugh a little bit now. That's Kelsey's car. Kelsey leaves at 9. If you're not ready, you got to ride in the Suburban. And hopefully it's leaving about 9:05 or 9:10. Amen. Depends if Rowan's about to bed or not. The kingdom of heaven. See, we got to get here. People got to hear about the kingdom of heaven. We got to be here early. My pastor always told me, you need to be here at least 30 minutes early and expect to be here 30 minutes late. You need to sell out, right? And then God will always, He'll make up your time. Hey, He sure will. 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. I think a mini pearl. Y'all remember mini pearl on Beverly Hillbillies? Pearl? Remember Pearl? She had those hats. She was pretty. Who, when he had found one pearl of great price, talking about the kingdom of heaven, went and sold all that he had, Frankie, and bought it for his wife. See, the kingdom's got to be important to you to go buy it and give it away. Buy it and give it away. Verse 47, again, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind. There's no racism in God. The kingdom of heaven, there's no color there. If we all receive Jesus, there's going to be all kind of colors there. Amen? There is going to be color, but it's going to be, we're all one spirit is what I'm trying to say. And we all look good. Red, white, black, and blue. Amen, in heaven. And we look good down here too. Which when it was full, verse 48, they drew the shore and they sat down and gathered the good vessels and threw away the bad vessels. Now the kingdom of heaven is a good place, but only good things are there. That's what the Bible tells us. What makes me good? What makes kingdom of heaven good? Jesus. The blood of Jesus. And if you're in Him, you're good. I don't care what you said last night to your wife or to your son. It don't matter if you receive Jesus, He has forgiven that, but you need to walk free from it. You need to confess that to Him, just so you're free. Amen. That doesn't keep you from heaven. It just keeps you entangled in the devil's trap. Now here, he's trying to bring you condemnation that you said that. The devil will amplify when you say something evil. Oh, you lost your salvation. Now you ain't on your way to heaven. The only thing that keeps you out of heaven is not knowing Jesus. All those other sins are just things that's going to make the blessings not work for you down here on earth like God wants them to. No sin keeps you out of heaven except not receiving Jesus. Once you receive Him, the sin of the entire world, God said, for God so loved the world, He gave us Jesus. Once you receive Jesus, you are sealed until the day of redemption. Does that mean I have a ticket to sin? No. I am free from that sin, but I have to walk by faith every day. Amen? Because the Bible says in Genesis, says when Cain slew Abel, sin was at the door. But Cain chose sin. I don't choose sin. I don't want to sin. But the Bible says, even if you want to do good, you don't do it. What's that? Sin. Even if you want to do good, but you fall short, that's sin. That's missing the mark. Well, just repent. Lord, I missed it. He says, I've already forgiven you 2,000 years ago. Now walk free. Get up. Don't do it again, right? Repetitive sin is stupid. But if you do, God still loves you, stupid. Amen? Even when you mess up, God's love is unconditional. Unconditional. The kingdom of heaven is a good place. It's a great place. And it's on the inside of us. We also have, my next point, we have property there. Somebody say property. Terry, you think about property right now. I'm thinking about property too. Property. Property. I mean, when I say property, I guess all think about property. My yard's not mowed right now. Ooh, that's bad. Needs a good mowing. We need to think about God's property too, what we're looking forward to. John 14, 1 through 4. John 14. When trouble's hitting you on every shore, on every side, this is a good scripture to go and just get a glimpse of heaven. This is the same John that wrote the book of Revelation that saw heaven. Because Jesus said, come up hither. And if Jesus says, come up hither, go. Amen. Just go. Don't argue with Jesus. Go. Amen. He's got something He wants to show you. Come up hither. John 14. Jesus said, talking to His disciples, before He left, where was Jesus going? To heaven. He was carried away to heaven. But before He said, let not your heart be troubled. You know, the songs we sang, we're going to have issues in our soul. See, your soul is not the real you. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. The real you is your spirit. Once you get born again, your spirit man is changed. You are new. You have joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, meekness. All that is who you are. But your soulless man, all these emotions, the pain that you feel, that's coming from your soul, not from your spirit, because Jesus delivered you from pain. The way you get rid of that pain is you tell your soul, like the song says, be still, like David said, be still, soul, you be still. And he would quote the word, God is for me, He's not against me. By His stripes, I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. See, and then that's how you renew your mind and your soul, and then healing comes through your body. See, your body's different than your soul. I'm a soul man, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. See, your body starts moving to what you're singing. Amen? Now you change it. I'm a spirit man, da-da-da-da-da-da. My home's in heaven. I can't dance good on earth, but I can dance in heaven. Amen? I see people dancing in heaven. They dancing good, so I just do what they do. So that's a lot of times, that's how you learn to dance. You just do what other people do. Amen? Probably look stupid. We have property there. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house, Jesus said, I'm going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. And there's many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. He's been doing that for 2,000 years, Wanda. He's got houses. He's got property that Jesus is building for 2,000 years. Amen. He's working on your place. And if I go and prepare a place, He don't want it to be empty, right? He says, if I go to prepare a place, I'm coming to get you. Amen. Some of us He's already got, right? They're in their place. And they're waiting. They're up there having their tea, having their coffee, and it's good stuff. I don't know if coffee's in heaven or not, but I'm just saying it's good stuff. Whatever's there is good. I know living water. I know there's water is like crystal up there, like some good old mountain creek water coming down. cold. I know water's there. Amen. I know that's there. I know grapes. And they have juice. So grape juice is there. Good juice. Muscadine juice. I ain't talking about stuff that's got alcohol. I'm talking about pure grape juice. Pure scuffy-dine juice. It'll be some good stuff. No impurities. Blackberries without thorns on them. They're in heaven. So I got back. All mine were dried up. I stayed on vacation too long. I didn't get the blackberries are dried up. See, and I learned a lesson from that. When your harvest is ready, you need to get it. Amen. Because if you don't, they're going to dry up and the birds will get them. Amen. Them dried up berries, when the harvest, you got to go out there and get it. You got to get what God's got for you. Go get it. Amen. There's a season of reaping. Jesus is going to prepare a place for us. And where He is, I am, you will be there also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Where is the way? Jesus. How do I get there? Call on His name. And once you call on His name, you got the ticket. There's property there. We're talking about heaven. Heaven, our destination. There's a city there. It's called the New Jerusalem, the Holy City. It's in the book of Revelation. Let's look there. There's a city. There's been many songs. That city, Jerusalem, the gold, the streets of gold. We can get the Gaithers here singing some songs. Man, that'd be an awesome time. Get them here singing. Revelation 21. I'm going to a city. Abraham was singing a song whose maker is God. I'm looking for a city. There's a start right there. He was looking. Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Did he ever see it on the earth? No, but he had a promise. Keep looking for it. Amen. Keep looking for it. It was past what he could see with his natural, but he has it now. He is in it right now. Amen. He's in that heavenly city. And he's going to get to walk it down here on the earth too, because Jesus is coming back. Revelation 21, 9 through 27. I'll tell you what, for time's sake, let's see here. Revelations 21, 9. Skip on down to, I can't take you too far. I'm going to read it. One of the seven angels, verse 9 here, had the seven bowls filled with seven last plagues to come to me and talk to me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away, angel carried John away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city. Say great city. The holy Jerusalem descending out of where? Heaven from God. It's a real place. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone. Now, as I tell you these, I'm going to tell you what these stones look like. Like a stone, jasper stone. I said, jasper is a very hard stone that is usually sea green. We saw some pretty greens when we was on that cruise. That's what jasper looks like. Clear as crystal. Also, she had a great high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels and all the gates and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Lisa would like to be sharing some things. She wrote her dissertation on heaven. She might have to share some of her revelations of heaven. These three gates on the east, three gates on the north, on the south, and on the west. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked to me had a gold reed to measure the city. See, everything's got to be done with gold there. So why can't you get used to gold here on the earth? Amen? Its gates and its wall. The city is laid out as a square. Its length and as great as its breadth. And I looked it up. It's 1,500 miles long and 1,500 miles wide. That's about three trips to the beach. That's a lot. That's a big city, Lewis. That's a big city. That's awesome. You do the math. 17, verse 17. Then he measured its wall. And I'll tell you, there was 1,500. Let me get it here. It's like 216 feet high and 1,500 miles wide. That's a big... Trump talked about building a wall. God got him beat. 216 feet. He needs to get his description from Jesus. But I tell you what, there'll be people climbing over that wall to get into that city. Amen. But they can't. They can only come through. There's no gates on there. You got to have a ticket. Jesus. That's the only way you get in. Amen. Where am I at? Verse 19. No, verse 18. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. Pure gold, clear glass. You getting a picture of heaven? The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation we talked about was jasper, green in color. The second, sapphire, is usually a beautiful blue stone. The third, help me here, chalcedonia, comes in a variety of colors. The most common is bluish white. These are the foundations of the city. But there are also brownish, black, and milky white varieties that are not as valuable. Probably one of the most beautiful types is yellow and red. Third foundation. The fourth is emerald. Emerald is bright green. This is the fourth foundation, Randy. This place is beautiful. The fifth, sardonyx, is a type of onyx in which there are layers of red, which is what the word sard means, red. The eighth, beryl. Did I miss one? Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. The sixth is sardis. It's a fiery red, blood red color. In Revelation 4:3, a sardis stone is used to describe the way the Lord looked on the throne. His eyes were as fire, sardon. Crystallite, the sixth, the seventh crystallite, comes in many variety of colors. It is often called chisabarrel. Today, it is generally a gold-colored stone. And then we got eighth is beryl, is a hexagon crystal that is clear in its pure form, but it is colored when impurities are present and can come in green, blue, yellow, red, and white. Tell me God don't like color. Amen. The ninth is topaz, is a fluorine aluminum silicate and comes in yellow, honey yellow, flax, brown, green, blue, light blue, red, and pink. Sometimes it has no color at all. You think you got God figured out? Think again. Amen. You know all the little color crayons you get, they're kind of like 48 colors, 15 colors. They're more than that. Our colors ain't even matching what God's got in store for us. And the 11th is, I can't even pronounce that one, jacinth, is a red transparent stone. And then the 12th is amethyst, is a violet variety of quartz. Violet is purple. What? Did I miss 10? What was it, Reed? Topaz? Chrysoprase, yeah, is a variety of chalcedonia containing small amounts of nickel. This makes the stone apple green to dark green. There's a lot of colors, 12 different colors of heaven, of the foundation of the holy city, of that Jerusalem. Heaven, it's worth the trouble to get there, down here. Amen. For the joy that was set before Jesus, he endured the cross. For the joy, he saw us with us together in heaven, and it was enough. It was enough. That joy was enough for him to get through that cross. Amen? Coming to a close here, heaven is worth the trouble. Acts 7:55, Stephen, but he being full of the Holy Ghost, looked steadfastly up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. The key, Terry was talking about these songs before he led us this morning in those songs, he was talking about Troubles are going to be here in this earth. The key to enduring any of the afflictions the devil sends our way is to look beyond the problem. You got to look beyond the problem unto Jesus. Jesus is seated in heaven, heavenly places, and we're seated with him. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Paul was able to say that all his troubles were just a light affliction, which is but for a moment. Because he was looking not at his problems that could be seen, but at the great reward, say reward, God had for him that could not be seen with these physical eyes. It had to be seen with his eyes of the Spirit. What we focus our attention on, Randy, determines our attitude. What we focus our attention on determines our attitude. If we focus on our problems, we're going to have a problematic attitude. That's all we're going to talk about. We're going to talk the problem instead of talking about God. If we focus on God, we'll talk about God and we'll forget about the problem. Amen. Does that mean I deny the problem? No, I deny it's the right to tell me about my God. God said, I'm for you, not against you. So you got to speak to that problem and say, God is for me. Get out of here. Sickness, disease, wherever it might be. Because what we focus our attention on determines our attitude. And we got to have an attitude, thankful, thank you, Jesus, of gratitude. Amen. Not of the problems, but of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me from the problems. Amen. Keep your eyes, your focus on Jesus. Destination, heaven. How do I get there from here? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father, and in my Father's house are many mansions. How do I get there? Come to Jesus. He said, Jesus, you got to know me. If you want to make heaven, you have to have your ticket for departure. You got to be on the Jesus boat. You got to come to Jesus just as you are. You ain't got to dress up. You ain't got to put all the perfume on. No, you don't. If you're a sinner, you're stinking anyway. Jesus don't care. He says, I'll clean you up. I just need you to come to my Father's house so I can wash you with the water of my word. Come to Jesus just as you are. There's a song, just as you are, without a plea. Jesus says, come to me. That's what you got to do to make it to heaven. How far is it? Not that far. Kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, once you come to him, you there, buddy. You're a citizen of heaven. You ain't got to go get your immigration. You got to go through all that, what do they call it? All that venting. Amen. You ain't got to go through all that venting because Jesus, he vented it for you. He paid it on the cross. Amen. And it was worth the trouble. Now I want to end here with a poem. Amen. And if you don't know Jesus, if you're listening by radio, Paul didn't know. Paul was a religious man, but he met Jesus. And how did he know Jesus? He said, yes, Lord, what would you have me to do? When Jesus showed up, when the Word showed up, he cried out to Jesus. And he got born again. He said, Lord, what would you have me to do? How you meet Jesus? Call on his name. Call him Lord. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and you shall be born again. Amen. That's how I got saved. I believed in my heart. I confessed with my mouth Jesus, and he changed my life. I'm not the same man I used to be. Amen. And he'll change you. And then he'll make your life as the very essence of heaven. Amen. And you can't look at what you're going through. You got to look at what he did, what he went through. And that's how you receive heaven's blessing, is the blood of Jesus. It flows from Emmanuel's vein. Amen. And he'll set you free. A poem. I am home in heaven, dear ones, oh, so happy and bright. There is a perfect joy and beauty in the everlasting light. All the pain and grief is over. Ever restless tossing past, I am now at peace forever. Safely home in heaven at last. There's work still waiting for you, so you must not idly stand. Do it now while life remains. You shall rest in God's own land. When that work is all completed, Jesus will gently call you home. Oh, the rapture of that meeting. Oh, the joy to see your home. Amen. I got loved ones there. And you know what they're doing? The Bible says they're looking over the banisters of heaven. And they're looking into what we're doing down here on the earth sometimes. I think Jesus shows them. Like Stephen. Look, somebody standing. Look, somebody's out there preaching the gospel. I bet my grandma or grandpa was saying, there's no way. That little boy, my grandson, that one that mowed the yard, and man, he wasn't saved back then. He's out there preaching the gospel. Jesus just showed him to look at there. Jesus says, I can do all things. I'm still doing all things, changing people. Look at Saul. Man, Ananias said, Lord, because God, Jesus told Ananias, I got brother Saul over here. I need you to go pray for him. He said, what? Say what? Jesus, come here. Do you know who you just told? He's killing your people. See, he said, your people, because Ananias wasn't calling Paul. Jesus said, I got him praying, and I need you to go pray for him. That took faith. Ananias didn't argue with the Lord. He said, okay. Because he said, he's down there on Straight Street praying. How many people you got, you know, that need to be prayed for? Jesus said, I need you to go. I need you to go lay hands on them. Go pray for them. But Lord, they were at the liquor store last night. Lord, they were at a party last night. They were drinking tequila. They on the floor, Lord. Go pray for them. I'm out there praying. And there's people out there. God's called me to certain people that there's a timing. Wait on that timing. I mean, be ready. Be prepared for anybody. But there's a certain timing God needs you right there to speak for, tell them about Jesus. They're ready. You don't know it. I mean, but God's telling you there'll be a certain time. You won't know it, but God knows it. And you'll say something. And next thing you know, man, how do I get saved, man? How do I change my life? Come to church. Invite them to church. Invite them. Jackie's got a Bible study. God might be calling you to have a little Bible study. Invite them over and just witness to them about Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm not a pastor. I'm not. You are called. If you're born again, you got the same power I got on the inside of me that Jesus has. And all you got to do is release it. Let it go. And watch Jesus work. Say, get them, Jesus. And He's going to get them with some good stuff. Amen. He's going to get them healed. He's going to get them delivered. Get them out of that bar. Get them into the altar. And get them out here and doing the work. God's got one individual that I used to party with. He likes guns. We have a party in the fields. Drinking, getting drunk. I'm going to pray. And if you need personal prayer, we're here to pray. So, Father, I just thank You right now, Lord, that we all got a little bit closer to heaven today. Lord, not in our spirit, but in our soulish realm. Lord, we know, Father God, that we don't have to go no further. The air that we breathe right now, Lord, we just breathe in and breathe out. Lord, that's what You did to Adam. You breathed into him the breath of life. And Lord, when we leave this body, you just receive that breath right back into glory. And that's the way it is from stepping over from this earth into heaven. It's just breathing in and breathing out. So we just thank You right now, Father God, that You help us, Lord. There's those out there that are saved, Lord, that they're getting closer to heaven. And Lord, this message in us or on the internet, Lord, can just help somebody transitioning for heaven. And it's not a bad place. It's a good place. And when it's time to go, Lord, just let us go. Lord, we'll know the time. But Lord, we got work to do. We don't want to leave before our time. We want to leave at the exact right time. And Lord, we just thank You, Lord, that You are our Father and You hear our prayers. And Lord, we just thank You, Father God, that those that hear this message will be encouraged about heaven because it is our home. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen.